Backseat Box Office episode number 163 for the weekend of November 1st through November 3rd, 2013. Hey, this is Lena.
And this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office. Hello, everybody. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Good to have you back, Jeff.
Thank you. It's good to be back. I missed you guys last week, but it sounded like you guys had fun without me.
We missed you, too.
Well, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Indeed.
True. So
we are professional and shit.
Oh, the irony. Okay. So, Lena, why don't you tell us the results of last week's box office?
What a good idea. Well, Jackass Presents Bad Grandpa opened at number one, grossing $32.1 million. Gravity fell to number two, grossing $20.1 million. Captain Phillips fell to number three, grossing $11.6 million. The Counselor opened at number four, grossing $7.8 million. Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 held at number five, grossing $6.3 million. And I think I only need to go one more down. Carrie came in at number six. And now on to movie pickings. Let's see here. Do. No 25s, but we have two high scores of 23. That would be Art and Tad, and since Tad has a voicemail, we will listen to that first.
Hey, this is Tad calling with my picks again. Yeah, I'm going to pretty much just... Well, actually, I guess I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to pretty much go with the same picks as Art this week. I'm going to go with Jackass, Bad Grandpa at number one. I'm going to go with Gravity at number two, Captain Phillips at number three. I actually saw this one, and it was pretty good. I mean, you know, of course I knew what the story was. I knew what was going to happen, but those three seal shots are just, it's just amazing, those shots. I mean, two different boats, both bobbing up and down all at the same time. It was just, it's incredible, and it's nice to see a reenactment of that. I'm going to put Carrie at number four, and then, got the horror movie in there. It's coming up Halloween. I was kind of vacillating. Maybe I was going to put that at number three and Captain Phillips at number four, but I think I'm just going to go with Carrie at number four, and then Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs at number five. You know, I got to have the kids movie in there. I think it's probably going to hold out. And thanks very much, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Tad. And to recap, Art, since you made the same picks, hit us up, brother.
Okay, so I went with Jackass Bad Grandpa at number one, Gravity at number two, Captain Phillips at number three, Carrie at number four, and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 at number five.
And the only one that actually took a hit was Carrie, since that came in at number six, giving you your 23 points. Next up, we had three 22s. That is Jeff, Kugran, and myself. And since Jeff was not here last week, Jeff, please tell everyone how we all picked.
Okay, well, we all went with Bad Grandpa at number one, Gravity at number two, the, what I hear, not-so-good Counselor at number three, Captain Phillips at four, and Carrie at five. So Counselor came in at four, and we picked three, so there's 1 point there. Captain Phillips came in at three, and we had four, so there's 1 point there. And then we had Carrie at five, and it came in at six, so 1 point there. So that's
how we
did 22.
See how I delegate stuff when I don't feel like talking?
But even though we were wrong on three movies, one less point than our...
Exactly. Because we were closer. Next up with 19 points is Mrs. Beast. She had Gravity in first place, and since that came in second, that was a 2-point hit. She had Bad Grandpa in second instead of first. the counselor in third instead of fourth, Captain Phillips in fourth instead of third, and Carrie in fifth instead of sixth. Each of those was a 1-point hit. And rounding things off is Father Beast. He also had gravity in first. Again, that's a 2-point hit. He had Bad Grandpa in second, and the counselor in third. Each of those is a 1-point hit. He had Carrie in fourth instead of sixth, Captain Phillips in fifth instead of third, to give him 17 points. And I will jump to the leaderboard from there. Jeff is still holding at number one with 23.3 points. Tied for second is Kugron and Nick with 23 points. Art is in fourth with 22.3 points. Tad in fifth with 22 points. BD in sixth with 21.5 points. I'm in seventh with 20.7 points. Mrs. Beast in eighth, 17.7. And Father Beast in ninth place with 17 points. And for the Arts of House of Picks. Yeah, hopefully, although I'm kind of thinking it's going to happen again this week, because I think it would be silly if it doesn't. Art and I have the same movie, Blue is the Warmest Color, that averaged $25,079. Father Beast picked Wild Salome, and I spelled it wrong on my spreadsheet, which did not record anything. So Jeff and I got 1 point. So as it stands, Art, myself, and BD are all in first place with 2 points. And I know that we've talked about the fact that ever since we changed the name to Arts House, all three hosts have had the same pick every week. I'll be very surprised if that does not happen again this week. Very surprised.
We'll see,
and that's all I'm going to say about that. And how many movies do we have coming out this week?
Three movies.
Hit us up.
So, how about I'll start with Ender's Game. Ender's Game is 69% on the tomato meter. That is out of 26 reviews, 18 fresh, 8 rotten. 97% of the Rotten Tomatoes users want to see it out of 45,105. So here's the description. In the near future, a hostile alien race called the Formix have attacked Earth. If not for the legendary heroics of International Fleet Commander Mazer Rackham, Ben Kingsley, all of it would have been lost. In preparation for the next attack, the highly esteemed Colonel Hiram Graff, played by Harrison Ford, and the international military are training only the best young children to find the future Mazer. Ender Wiggin, played by, I don't know if it's Asa or Asa, probably Asa, the other one sounds really bad. Butterfield, a shy but strategically brilliant boy, is pulled out of his school to join the elite. Arriving at battle school, Ender quickly and easily masters increasingly difficult war games, distinguishing himself and winning respect among his peers. Ender is soon ordained by Graf as the military's next great hope, resulting in his promotion to command school. Once there, he's trained by Mazer Rackham himself to lead his fellow soldiers into an epic battle that will determine the future of Earth and save the human race. Based on the best-selling, award-winning novel, Ender's Game is an epic adventure which stars Asa Butterfield, Haley Steinfeld, Ben Kingsley, Viola Davis, also with Abigail Breslin and Harrison Ford. PG-13, 1 hour and 54 minutes. So, what do you think, guys?
I saw a trailer for it a while ago. It looks interesting. I have not read the book.
I've read the book. I am very interested in seeing it. And I would like to see it do very well at the box office.
I think I'd like to see it also. Does that mean I will? I don't know.
I would also like to see this, but I'm not that excited about it doing well, because I think Orson Scott Card is a tool.
So, that's the other side of it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how that's going to play into the box office numbers.
No, it's one of the first podcasts I used to listen to, they had Firefly Talk. They had multiple interviews with Orson Scott Card, and he had nothing but the highest praise for Firefly and Joss Whedon. He was extremely critical about Star Trek.
Okay.
That kind of formed my opinion, even before, you know, his other views have been kind of getting him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll go see it. My daughter wants to go see it because she thinks Mr. Butterfield's cute.
Nice.
That's the boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ender Wiggin.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. What else we got?
Okay. Let's go with Freebirds. Freebirds. No score yet on the tomato meter. And it currently has 3 rotten reviews. 92% want to see it out of 11,385 user ratings. In this irreverent, hilarious adventure, buddy comedy, directed by Jimmy Hayward, Horton Hears a Who, two turkeys from opposite sides of the tracks must put aside their differences and team up to travel back in time to change the course of history and get turkey off the holiday menu for good. Rated PG, 1 hour and 30 minutes. Starring Owen Wilson, Woody Harrelson, Amy Poehler, George Takei, Dan Fogler, Cole Meany, and other people I don't know.
Okay, then. I don't even know who Dan Fogler is.
The name sounds really familiar.
Balls of Fury, Fanboys. He was also in Good Luck Chuck.
Well, I know Carlos, oh my God, Alazraki. Mm-hmm. I know him. Did you ever see Reno 911?
Yes.
He's the, I don't know. I don't know the character's name. He's the Hispanic one. He also is, he's a stand-up comedian also.
Yes.
Derned funny. I like him.
My son see this just based on the billboards. Hang on to your nuggets.
Okay, that's cute.
That's his wheelhouse as far as deciding to go through
this. That's his wheelhouse. A proud papa moment.
And it's got 2 Star Trek alums, so, you know.
That is also a very good thing.
Very good. Okay, so let's go to the last wide release. Last Vegas. 45% on the tomato meter. Out of 11 reviews, 5 fresh, 6 rotten. 94% of the Rotten Tomato people want to see it, but that's only 7,209. So here's the description. The ensemble comedy follows 4 old friends who decide to throw a Las Vegas bachelor party for the only one of them who has remained single. Las Vegas is being produced by Lawrence Mark, who did Julie and Julia and Dreamgirls, and Amy Bear. Nathan Kahane and Lawrence Gray are serving as executive producers. Good Universe's Matt Leonetti is co-producing. Really, you get one sentence about the movie, and then who's doing it? That's not good. PG.
Not a good sign.
1 hour and 30 minutes. Directed by John Turteltaub. So, I guess good for him. Here's the cast. Michael Douglas, Robert De Niro, Morgan Freeman, Kevin Kline, Mary Steenburgen, Jerry Ferreira, Romany Malco, and Roger Bart, who I'm sure that does nothing for anybody.
Well, he does something for somebody, just not any of us.
Yeah, just not anyone that listens to this. You know, I'll go see this just for Morgan Freeman.
Oh, that's who Roger Bart is. I'm like, that name sounds familiar. Okay. He was in Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He did other things, too, but I'm sure. But that's just
never
what I
remember. Never saw any of them.
It got stupid at the end, as these shows tend to do, because it wasn't stupid enough in the beginning. I'll just go, it got stupider at the end.
Oh, he was in Midnight Meat Train.
Midnight Meat Train?
Yeah, I remember a time when that that movie came up so much on this podcast, or at least one of the affiliates.
Midnight Meat Train. I must look that up. Hmm.
So, looking at some of the blurbs from the reviews for Las Vegas, Todd McCarthy from The Hollywood Reporter, a royal flush of actors delivers a winning hand for this likable serial comedy. Another subgenre.
Hmm. Interesting. I'm so on the fence about this.
IndieWire, like Vegas itself, the story goes down easy, but its appeal is hard to remember once you leave it behind. So, and I think that's the three movies opening in wide release this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
In that case, it's on to Pickens's.
And I believe I'm first.
Indeed you are, sir.
That's a new thing for this season. That's a new thing for a long time. I think I remember going first once last season, maybe twice.
There you go.
All righty. Well, I am ready to go.
Hit me up.
So, I think it needs to be there, but also I just want to put it there. Even if I didn't think it would need to be there, I would still put it there. It's just out of love. Ender's Game in number one spot. And then that's going to put Jackass Grandpa in the number two spot. I am going to go with Gravity in the number three spot.
Oh, wait, my pencil broke. What the hell? Hold on. Nobody move.
There's Lana going all analog again.
That was bizarre. Gravity at number three. Like, it wasn't that the lead broke, but the actual end of the pencil just fell right off.
Good story.
Okay.
Better.
Really? Okay.
Freebirds. I got number four.
Freebirds. Thank you.
Las Vegas at number five. And for my arts house pick, About Time.
About Time. Okie dokie. Jeffrey.
Interesting. Okay. A vastly different five than arts.
So I'm not automatically writing down Ender's Game at number one?
You are writing Ender's Game at
number
one. Just because I cannot, in good conscience, back a relativity movie at number two.
Understood.
One. So I'm going to put Freebirds at number two.
As
I squirm out of my mouth. I am going to put Las Vegas at number three, even though comedies in general are usually in those bottom spots. I'm Gravity at number four, and I'm going to put Bad Grandpa at number five because I think
wow,
wanted to go see Bad Grandpa has already seen it.
Okay.
And I think Gravity is going to prop up. I'm sorry, word of mouth is going to prop up Gravity a little more than Bad Grandpa. But we'll see. And for my arts house pick, I was going to go with Diana, then I saw it was 9%. And so it probably sucks really bad. So I'm going to go with Dallas Buyers Club because there's been some buzz about this movie. And that's all I really have to say about that. So go ahead.
Okay, different picks? Kinda. I have Ender's Game first, and I also put Freebird second, cartoon.
Oh.
What? It's the kids!
I'm
the
screwed.
Kids!
Go ahead.
I put Bad Grandpa third, because I really don't think it's going to do that bad yet. I think it's still got some legs on it. I have Gravity 4th and Las Vegas 5th. And my arts house pick, because it does have such good buzz and I've heard wonderful things about it, is Dallas Buyers Club. I heard it's really, really good.
I wanted to pick Casting By, which is a documentary that I guess, is a day in the life of a casting director.
Ooh.
Of all the movies, I'm probably most interested in that one, but I might be the only one.
Oh, Thor is coming out next week.
Woohoo.
Ah.
Yes,
sir. See, I've thought about going, there's on the Rotten Tomatoes list, not on the Box Office Mojo list, there is a Man of Tai Chi.
Yeah, I know.
It has Keanu Reeves in it.
Ooh.
But it wasn't on the box office list, so I'm not touching it.
Understand. News bits next? Or what have we seen next? Because I never remember.
I think that would end the official
show. What have we seen?
And let's talk about what we've seen.
Okay, I saw one movie. Because I went to that Riff Tracks thing last week, and I actually had never seen it. It was Night of the Living Dead. I had never seen it.
The original, the black and white?
Yeah, I'd never seen it until I was there seeing it with Riff Tracks.
Okay.
Wow. What a campy piece of crap that was, and I had the best time. Except for the fact that they're coming to get you, Barbara. Because it's kind of live, but it's digital, because the guys are, I believe, in a theater in Nashville or something like that. So for a half hour, there was no audio. So they would show the little lead-up ads, and then you'd see the beginning with the theater in Nashville or Louisville, wherever the heck they are. No audio, and then we would actually see it being see the digital tape. Like, it shows the bar across, it would go back to the beginning, and they reran that first bit 6 times in a row. Wow. Over with no audio, nobody coming into the theater to tell us what was going on. I was ready to kill people. Kill them. After a half hour, someone finally came in and said, okay, we're going to move you to Theater 16, which was on the second floor, all the way in the back. There was like a gazillion people getting on the escalator. I thought it was going to explode and die. And then we finally, once it finally started, it was hysterical. It is a horrible, horrible movie. It's just the funniest movie, but it's so bad. Oh my gosh. And I think that was it. And as I told y'alls earlier, I watched the first season 5, episode 1 of Sons of Anarchy right before we recorded. So for the next week or so, I'll be going through all of season 5 of Sons of Anarchy and then being upset because I can't really watch season 6 until whenever the heck Netflix gets. Because they never repeat it. They say they will, but they don't. Or they say they'll run a marathon, but they'll run a marathon of season 5. So I hate them.
They're messing with you.
They are bastards.
Specifically you.
Exactly. Specifically me.
So
my
there's anarchy in the title, and you're complaining that they show them out of order.
No, not out of order. It's just that it's on FX, but Netflix won't show the previous season until you're well into the current season. And I don't have a DVR. I don't have a DVD. I actually have a DVD player, or DVD thing. But I think because I've got such an old-fashioned TV, I've bought every little hooky thing, cannot get this thing hooked up. I've purchased every type of plug Radio Shack has. Cannot get this thing to hook up, so I can't tape it. So I'm constantly a season behind. And I don't like that. It makes me sad because I want to be able to see it. Although, I wouldn't be... No, I wouldn't, because it's on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. But I heard that it's actually running an hour and a half now, so I wouldn't have been able to watch it anyway. Because that would cut into my recording time. And you know, I'm a professional and shit.
Okay. Yeah, priority. Good.
Yeah, priorities. Biker dudes are my priority.
Okay.
They got to be somebody's priority.
We're not talking about TV anymore, are we?
Oh, Jeffrey.
So, Art, what did you see?
Oh, my goodness. I had such a productive week. So, I got all caught up on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and was very disappointed to see that there was not a new one today. I got all caught up on Sleepy Hollow. I saw a ton of animated movies. Aubrey has completely abandoned the Paw Patrol. And so I saw Monsters. I saw Bolt. I managed to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Yay.
I saw The Incredibles. And I finished watching The Croods. So it was a very productive week. I saw a lot of good stuff. And I'm very happy.
Excellent. Sounds fun.
You know, it's funny you say that because we just, I think last weekend, we watched Incredibles a couple times, including the second disc if you have the DVD that has the short, the Jack-Jack Attack. And then it also has, you know, the dossiers on all of the heroes that were mentioned in the movie.
Oh, cool.
And there's also, they have like 1 minute, they just have audio interviews with all of the heroes. And I don't remember who it was, but I was laughing because the person that could read minds can read everyone's minds except squirrels. And so it gives them a, so they have a phobia of squirrels because they can't read a squirrel's mind. So there's a lot of good stuff.
I'll have to pop that disc in.
There's a cartoon show that has Mr. Incredible, Frozone, and Mr. Skipperdoo. That's hilarious. Especially the commentary track where Frozone and Mr. Incredible actually, you know, explain some of the decisions that were made for the cartoon show. So, okay, so that's enough The Incredibles. Now, last week I was all ready to talk about another movie that I watched, Moonrise Kingdom. Elena,
yeah?
I had a great time with Moonrise Kingdom.
It was lovely.
Yeah, it reminded me how much I love Wes Anderson, even though I've only seen a couple of his movies.
I think that was my first Wes Anderson movie.
I had to go back and I had to watch the confrontation scene between the young lovers and the I forget what they're called, basically the Boy Scouts.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It is such a lovely movie.
It's definitely worth watching. It's sweet. It was about two 12-year-olds that run away together, so I was considering letting my daughter watch it, but I don't think I could. She's going to have to wait until she's a little older.
You will get no ideas from this.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying she's going to go run away, but... Anyways, and then I watched another movie last night, in fact, End of Watch. Have either of you seen End of Watch?
I have not seen End of Watch.
It's familiar. Why? I can't think of what it is.
It is a cop movie about the, you know, it's kind of updated in the fact that they both are wearing cameras, so it's very, you know, found footage / you know, new documentary style where... Mm-hmm. Camera jumps around a lot kind of thing, even though they kind of break that convention because sometimes they switch to traditional camera angles.
Okay.
So, you know, they can't do it the whole time. It's basically almost, you know, it takes them over, I don't know, a couple weeks or maybe a month, about two, you know, LAPD stud cops that kind of get in over their head. But I really enjoyed it. The action, I don't think there was anything special or anything inventive or dramatic, but the banner between the two cops, to me made that the best part of the movie. So they were kind of going for, you know, not really sympathize, but, you know, to try to get inside the head of the, you know, where your head's at when you're, you know, when you're a police officer in a high crime rate city. It was written by the same person who wrote Training Day. So it's kind of those same lines. So I would say, you know, check it out if you get the chance.
There were some discussions of, oddly enough, possibly seeing... Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal, Michael Peña. Okay. I'm like, I need to see who's in it so I can get more of a idea of what this was. Okay, so, now I remember. I didn't see it, but now I remember it.
Anna
of possibly going to see... I'm sorry.
Anna Kendrick is also in it?
Yep.
She kind
and America Ferrara. Mm-hmm. There was some discussion of actually maybe going to see Carrie tomorrow. There's a theater in South Tampa. It's like one of those old, like ones that was built in the 1950s and has never really been updated. You know, that kind, you know, that old fashioned theater with the curtains. I have no idea if I'm going to go see it, but I'll certainly let you guys know.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we've all talked about what we watched, so let's talk about the news.
The news.
The news. I only have two tiny stories.
Oh, okay. Do you want to go first, Lena?
Sure, what the heck. Actually, Art has a lot, so why don't you go first? This way they'll be maybe not as side-heavy.
Okay. I will start with, well, last week, we talked about Ben Kingsley's secret new Marvel project.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have revealed what it is. And it is going to be another one in that the Marvel one-shot little short movies, like Agent Carter, that Jeff talked about a few episodes back. And it is basically going to be the real Mandarin ranting and raving about how he was portrayed by this Mandarin, Trevor Slattery, is the gist of what it's going to be. So that is, we can look forward to a little more Ben Kingsley as the Mandarin action.
Okie dokie. You know what? This one little thing I'm reading... I don't know. Maybe it's boring. Highlander remake gets director Cedric Nicholas Troyan. Summit Entertainment has hired visual effects supervisor Cedric Nicholas Troyan to direct their upcoming reboot of Highlander. Juan Carlos Fresnadillo was previously attached to direct with Ryan Reynolds starring. Both have since departed the project.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, it's coming to theaters in 2014 and stars Ryan Reynolds, but it just says that he has since. Okay, this is some weird stuff. It's like the current stuff and then it throws the old stuff at the bottom. It's really all I have on that.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I had that open here and it's very... depressing. I hope they get good people in there. I'd like to see it do something well, because that first one, we loved it so much, and then it was just all downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
There should have been only one.
I agree with you there. What else you got?
Jeff, what do you got?
All right. Let's talk about some movie trailers. If you've looked at the Backseat Producers Facebook fan page, I've posted two new trailers. Well, one is kind of old in that it came out last week, and that is the trailer for Captain America: Winter Soldier. Either of you watched that trailer that came out last week?
No, and I did see you post them on Facebook, and I was like, oh, I gotta watch it, and then
check that out.
Okay.
Check that out. We'll hashtag this homework.
Homework.
To watch homework. That trailer. And then today they posted the first 2-minute trailer for X-Men 2 Days of Future Past. I don't know how I feel about this one, but there's going to be a crap load of heroes in this one.
Crap load?
crap load. Yeah, it's metric. If you haven't heard it.
It's metric.
So anyways, yeah, check out those two trailers, and we will talk next week about impressions.
Okie dokie.
Lena?
Okay, I have... Emil Hirsch has been cast as John Belushi in Steve Conrad's untitled biopic about the actor. Filming will start in New York City in the spring. Conrad will direct from his own script, adapted from the book Belushi, written by Judy Belushi Pisano, his widow, and Tanner Colby. Belushi's Saturday Night Live castmate and close friend Dan Aykroyd is executive producing. The film will cover the heights of Belushi's fame in the Blues Brothers and Animal House, and as a key player in the first four seasons of Saturday Night Live, to his death at age 33 from an overdose of a mixture of cocaine and heroin at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. That's all I got. That's it.
Art?
Okay, more news on Neil Blomkamp's Chappie. So Sigourney Weaver has joined the list of cast members. So I thought that might be interest. And so I threw it on my list.
Okay.
What do you think of Sigourney Weaver as an actress?
I think I like her for the most part.
Yeah, me too. But it's totally based on Ripley.
I liked her as the villain in Holes.
You what?
Liked her as the villain in Holes.
Did not see it, but I know she was the villain. I think I tend to watch her and wait for her to be overdramatic. It's like I've just got this preconceived, and I it's almost because of like her voice. I just expect her to like get all Shatner on me. But
she does kind of go over the top a lot.
Yeah,
she gets kind of.
But she really she is talented.
Manic.
Yeah.
No, she is. She is. What was the one where they were grifters?
Grifters.
Yeah.
That would be the one, Grifters?
No, it's not. That wasn't what it's called, was it?
Hold on, I'm going to look it up, because if it is...
Or you might be talking...
There was a movie called Grifters.
Later.
There was a movie called Grifters, but that was John Cusack, and that was much older. No, this was more recent.
I think you're talking about Lady Killers. Wasn't that Lady Killers? Wasn't she in that with... Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Tom Hanks. Was that... That was not Lady Killers. Was that Lady Killers?
Oh, she was in Dave. I remember that. Okay, that was... All right.
As the podcast comes to a screeching halt...
That's all right.
Truncate silence, people. Truncate silence. Oh, Galaxy Quest. That's why I like her.
Galaxy Quest.
If you're in Galaxy Quest, it doesn't matter what you've done, your cred shoots up. Unless, of course, you're Alan Rickman and you can do no wrong. Ever. Ever!
No.
Never.
Where is it?
It says here in the movie Heartbreaker, she played three different characters.
Heartbreakers might be it.
Heartbreakers, that's the one.
Oh, she was... Oh, Baby Mama. That's right, she was in Baby Mama.
Yes,
and she was the ship's computer in WALL-E. WALL-E, I love that movie. When they hold hands. Do, 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 do.
Okay, next.
Before I reduce myself to a puddle.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, you get that Heart of Stone going.
Oh, right? Shit. You're
selling the other day. Yeah, right.
That's right, I do. Grr. You know, Laurie's friend said something. They were out somewhere, and she's like, oh my god, Lena says that all the time. Someone cut her off trying to get a parking spot, and the girl said, I'll cut a bitch. And she's like, man, Lena says that all the time. I'll cut a bitch. That's right. Okay, that's it.
So, Tom Hardy Did we hear what his next movie is going to be? Is this
really
the natural progression from Bane?
Yeah, I discussed it last week, and although I was happy about Tom Hardy, I was very confused as to why Tom Hardy.
Oh, okay. All right. So we've already talked about it. We'll get rid of that one.
This is Elton John, right?
Yeah, Elton John. Elton John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't understand.
So, one of the other podcasts.
Billy Joel, whatever.
One of the other podcasts I listened to, Comedy Film Nerds, had this reporter from Australia talking about the next Road Warrior movie. So I guess George Miller, who directed all of the other Mad Max movies. So I'm talking about Mad Max, Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior, and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. They, in 2014, Mad Max Fury Road will be coming out. And I said, okay, but they're getting Mel Gibson to come back, but he's not playing Max. Max is going to be played by Tom Hardy.
What?
Charlize Theron, I guess, plays a villain, Charlize Theron. Nicholas Holt, I think those are probably other ones, but I wouldn't mind seeing another, action Mad Max adventure movie with Tom Hardy.
It says Mel Gibson plays Drifter, so I'm guessing it's probably just a quick cameo or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to keep an eye
sort of
on
like,
sort of
like Tom Hardy. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I drifted.
No, that's okay. That's all I have to say about that. Lena, do you have anything else?
I don't. I just had those two little tidbits.
She's done.
I'm done. I'm spent. I'm just going to sit here and think about Tom Hardy.
Okay. Evil Dead remake director claims Sam Raimi is directing Army of Darkness 2. Which I think is kind of funny because really that's not Army of Darkness 2. That would be Evil Dead 4. But whatever.
I'll fanboy on us. So it's fun. All right. Let it go.
And I love Sam Raimi so much. And Bruce Campbell, the end. No.
Is Bruce going to... If Bruce isn't in it, I'm not seeing it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Did you hear me correctly? If Bruce Campbell is not in Army of Darkness 2, I probably will not go see it. I don't know if they can find another person to play Ash.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Good on you then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I misheard you and I was like, no, what are you saying? I don't want to hear that. But this is kind of not from Raimi or not from any production company. This is from the director of the Evil Dead remake. So there's not a lot of credence to it yet. They're looking for confirmation. There has been talk of an Evil Dead 4 for a long time, but it hasn't really gotten any traction.
You there?
Yeah.
Evil Dead, Spider-Man trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the Great and Powerful. Hello, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's keeping really busy. That's all I got.
All right. So my last item is... It's not going to be out until next year, but I was curious about Wes Anderson's next movie.
Oh.
Wes Anderson's next movie is The Grand Budapest Hotel. It follows the adventures of Gustav H., a legendary concierge at a famous European hotel between the wars and Zero Mustafa, the lobby boy, who becomes his most trusted friend. And the first one in the cast is that Sawawa Ronan person. That, Lena, you tried to school me on how to pronounce your name, but...
Shoot. I can't remember what it is now. It's so nothing like it looks.
Yeah. Edward Norton, Ralph Fiennes.
It's Circe. It's something like Circe.
Okay, I'll go with Circe Ronan. Edward Norton, Ralph Fiennes, Bill Murray, Owen Wilson, Willem Dafoe, Jude Law, Adrian Brody, Tilda Swinton, F. Murray Abraham, Jeff Goldblum, Jason Schwartzman, Harvey Keitel, and Tom Wilkinson. Wow. Big name people.
I am looking at his movie list. I did see most of the Darjeeling Limited. And knowing that now, I can see how that would be a Wes Anderson movie. Just looking at, he wrote and directed that.
Not familiar with that one.
It's with one of the Wilsons and I believe Adrian Brody. Clearly, there's Owen Wilson, Adrian Brody, Jason Schwartzman. I believe they're brothers, and they're doing something. I don't know what they're doing. But they're doing something. They have to go do something. A year after their father's funeral, three brothers travel across India by train in an attempt to bond with each other. And it's just an odd little movie, but it was not bad.
They're all odd movies.
True.
All right, and that's all I had.
Okay.
Okay, I have one last thing that I thought looked really interesting. Noomi Rapace.
Uh-huh.
The name looks really familiar. I don't know who she is.
Prometheus.
In Prometheus?
And she was also, she was also, what's that movie? The rapey movie.
Oh, Girl with the Tattoo?
Thank you. The rapey movie, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
I didn't see that.
She was in the first Sherlock Holmes movie, I believe. Or the second.
Yeah.
No, she was the second one, I believe.
Okay, but yeah. What you call it was Prometheus,
yes.
Definitely.
Prometheus
okay.
Two. Go ahead.
But she has to play 7 different roles in indie sci-fi film, Whatever Happened to Monday?
Wow.
The premise is, in the future, the world has become very overcrowded. The entire world in institutes a one-child-only per family rule. She plays a set of septuplets who are hiding and only pretending to be one singular person.
Hmm.
I thought it sounded interesting.
Yeah.
As a side story, but kind of related, do either of you watch anything on Food Network?
Sometimes.
Do you ever watch Giada De Laurentiis?
Yes.
No.
Yes, okay. Have you ever seen when her aunt Rafi is on cooking with her?
No.
Older woman. She produced that movie. Or she is producing that movie.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, Raffaella De Laurentiis. And I just pulled it up. I'm like, yeah, that's,
you know,
that's her aunt Rafi.
Yeah, I think, isn't she the daughter of Dino?
Yes. Indeed she is. Daughter of Dino.
Yeah, I actually have a picture to show you. When I found out that she was going to be at a Target by my coworker's house.
Ooh.
Got a picture with her.
Oh, how cool. I likes her.
Yeah.
And her scary teeth. Giant scary teeth.
As Adam/David would say, the snaggle tooth.
She doesn't have a snaggle tooth.
Okay, alright.
Jewel, the singer chick, that's a snaggle tooth.
British people. They have snaggle teeth.
They have rotten corn for teeth. I don't. Some of them do have snaggle teeth, but no, Giada just has giant, giant teeth. But she's got some of the prettiest boobs in the business. And I can say that. 'Cause you won't.
Right.
I
because of the dead silence.
Beauty's on the inside, Lena.
What?
I haven't seen her.
Oh, it's they're lovely. They're just I don't know. They're perfect. They're lovely. They show them off whenever another show, and rightly so. It's like how when Quantum Leap was on the air, writers would constantly make him take a shirt off. So that's it. I got nothing.
Yeah, I think that's where we should end it, I guess.
Bare-chested men and boobs.
There you go.
We're dissolving into backseat producers.
I think I have seen her show.
This is for you, Adam. David. Whatever.
Just call him Slash from now on.
I want to call him Adam. He doesn't even seem Davidish to me. I don't care if that's what he calls himself. I don't care. I'm nervous about my first day tomorrow. Oh boy.
Oh,
I gotta learn.
Hold on. We can talk about this. Congratulations on.
No, thank you.
Finding permanent employment. Is it at the same place?
It's at the same place in a different department. So today was my last day as a temp in the shared services department. Tomorrow is my first day. Actually, it's 12:30 in the morning here. So today is will be my first day as a permanent employee in the payroll department. And payroll is actually the bulk of my work history. I've done payroll in various forms for about 20 years. So I'm very happy, I'm excited, I'm nervous. I'm glad that for the past 2 months I've actually been working in the payroll department because they had to switch some cubicles up. So I've actually gotten to know the people in payroll. So there's like nobody is new to me. We already have a rapport. So that's actually, that's a good thing. There's none of that. Like it's your first day and you don't know anyone and things are going to be weird. So, I'm excited.
Well, great, Lainu. Maybe let's end the show quick and you can get to bed.
No, I know. Yeah, I am. I'm sleepies.
Turn off your cell phone. Anyways.
Turn off my cell phone?
Yeah. It's getting more 4 a.m.
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, you can.
No. I took a nap earlier.
Oh.
I took a half hour nap at 8 o'clock.
Oh yeah, that's enough.
So I'll get like 4 hours of sleep, and then I'll get another hour or so. Sadly, this is totally normal for me.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty then.
Okay. Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
Yes, it has.
And I will check out the trailers for homework. We will discuss them next week. And have a lovely weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening, people out there in Podiocastville. Podcasteria.
That could be a burger.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.